Brace yourselves. Aromacoma's coming. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour craft beer podcast.
Ah, the smell of it.
Pod ass? What?
Pod ass. Welcome to the perfect pour. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
We're here to geek out about craft beer, drink craft beer, and say craft beer a lot. Because maybe Google search will pick up on that somehow.
They're listening to our words.
podcast. Oh, wait, craft beer.
Firecrotch. Beer.
Swamp ass.
All right. Let's go. Well, before we started recording, during our tailgating of the
1, 2, 3, not it
podcast, we had a hot nosh from Uinta
terrible.
Brewing in Utah.
It was terribly awesome.
Who would bother to live in Utah?
I don't know. We don't know anybody there. Formerly known as Hop Notch, now Hop Nosh. I can taste what they took once they. Yeah, Nick was saying earlier.
Change
it's
the
just
name.
Not the same, bro.
Change the name's not the same.
Now this is a nice six pack from. I got a Fig Tree. $9.99 for a six pack of cans. Hop Nosh cans,
bro.
Can't beat it.
In the new can box.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed too.
Yes, I liked it.
Not the weird. Why? What is with the weird can beer can toppers? Is that so like turtles don't get stuck in the rings?
I guess those
in the
plastic,
ocean?
Those like hard plastic.
Yeah, because sodas haven't converted.
Yeah, I haven't
over
seen
those
any other. It's only certain craft beer places.
And sometimes they're a motherfucker to get off.
Yeah, sometimes. I assume those are more expensive than the plastic. Yeah, but seagulls get their necks stuck in
and die.
Ones.
And baby seals
It would
on.
Have to be, otherwise everyone would just use those. But can't be that much more expensive, man. So you know when the craft beer has those hard cover plastic six, there's their conscience.
Yeah.
They lack environment and stuff.
They give a shit about shit.
Yeah. So the Hop Nosh, always good. It's a great value.
It's total value.
Value beer.
Great deal.
And we had a, anywhere else in town, but since we're special, and since the Bearded Brewer has people.
He knows people.
A person.
A Sierra Nevada River Ride.
A ripper.
I enjoyed it. It was a very subtle rye.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was not very much rye in there. I was just getting sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a sweet IPA.
But contrasting to the Hop Nosh.
Yes, very contrasting to the Hop Nosh. And then we had a from a Slanted Rock Brewing Company up somewhere, I'm going to assume in the Pacific Northwest, because this was muled to us from there.
Yeah, yeah.
Via Reggie 559. Iron Butt.
Was this another double mule?
Red Ale. That was a double mule. More double mule. Yep, Idaho. Meridian, Idaho.
Who's a hoe?
Idaho. Utah.
Meridian.
Yeah, it sounds like an Armenian town in Idaho, apparently.
You may not come here.
It's got a motorcycle on it.
Please try our hummus.
Being our number one red ale connoisseur, beer brewer, what did you think of that? The Iron Butt.
It'll do.
There's still some more there, so.
Give you some Iron Butt.
Whew. And then from. The
my.
Bearded Brewer.
Oh my.
Are one of our favorite breweries to talk about on the Perfect Pour. From the San Diego. Modern Times. Oneida. Hoppy Sessionable Pale. And that's what we're. That's current. That's our current beer we're drinking.
Only spent one night with her. Mm hmm. Tis making the heat disappear.
That's good. Yeah. It's keeping it cool. It is hot in the studio. I went in the pool just minutes before, and I feel great. I don't think anyone else in here feels great.
I just wish wind didn't pick up on microphones. I could really use some wind right now.
Yeah, that was that would be nice, huh?
My back sweat is doing nicely right now.
The sacrifices we make to have fun podcasting.
We do it for you.
All right, so there we go. That's what we're drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll have some new beers open up here in a minute.
New beer.
But first, we got some culture.
What?
We like to open up with culture around the craft beer world. What's going on out there, Nick?
Hello.
Hello.
I have been drinking beer. Thank you.
That is culture.
That's culture. One of my dreams are coming true.
Yeah?
It's a small dream, yet, you know, no dream is too small. So I always walked into our new quickly fired pizza joint in Fig Garden Village. You know, this new thing of pizzas under 8 minutes, and you walk, right. It's like a Subway.
Pizzology, or what
pizza,
is it?
Yeah,
Pyology.
So cool idea, good toppings, you know, decent pizza for the time you wait for it. Let's put it that
right.
way. Okay. It is an 8 minute pizza.
I mean, come on, it's 8 minutes.
You do know you could go to Whole Foods and get 2 slices for $6.
I did, but
it's not the same, man.
Yeah.
Anyways, let me stop destroying what you're talking about.
No, I know Whole Foods has a good deli and their sandwiches and pizzas and all that's
and a burrito
fine.
Bar. Goddamn,
burrito bar.
Whole Foods has cannoli too. We got some cannolis for dessert.
Damn.
Yeah.
And that's your Whole Foods
update. There's your Whole Foods update. Well, let's continue on the Whole Foods update. Man, their beer selection's gotten sad lately.
Oh, that's why you said that. I was there yesterday, and it was like basically the same as it was the last time I was in there.
Regular beer.
Hey, I know all this beer.
Hey, what are you still doing here?
I want new stuff, man.
Yeah. So, anyways.
It's probably just caught it in a bad month.
Yeah, or somebody doesn't
just
care.
Wait till next month when all the pumpkin beer starts taking over.
Yeah, what the hell's with that? Why is Oktoberfest beer already hitting shelves?
Is it? I haven't seen it hit shelves, but I just assume it's going to.
Yeah, Sierra Nevada's anyway, Oktoberfest.
Oh, no.
Sons of beaches.
No.
Okay, so anyways, back to my story. I always wished Pyology had beer. I was like, man, it'd be cool just to have a quick pizza and a beer. And tonight when we were there, they had a little sign posted in the window, soon to be distributing alcohol.
They had to find a liquor license?
Yeah, apparently. maybe that was the deal. Maybe they had to be there so long before they could apply for it.
See, I think of those chain-esque kind of powerful things of just automatically
having a blanket.
They just go find some weak person in town and say, give me that liquor license.
Punch him.
But this is mine. Shut the fuck up. Give me that.
Shut up.
Now it's mine. Go find your own.
Laugh it up, furball.
So I wonder if they'll have anything.
Notice to sell and distribute?
Mm-hmm.
Something. Yeah. Yeah, I wonder if it's going to be, hopefully it's beer. I mean, I can't imagine it'd be a vodka bar.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
Bottle service. You want the bottle
pizza
service?
Pizza and vodka doesn't. Yeah. Nah, come on. Pizza and beer. You got to have that.
Yeah, so.
They put a little hole in the center to where you put your shot.
Yes. Hopefully they don't cook it with the pizza.
You've heard of shot skis. It's a pizza shot ski.
Ah,
you put four shots of pizza.
Shots of pizza.
It said four shots in a pizza.
Oh.
Slam, slam,
sorry,
slam, slam, then you eat the pizza.
Took off my headphones for a second.
It might work.
It was bugging me. I don't know.
But across the parking lot, Jax has like Grapefruit Sculpin, and
yeah,
they got some good, decent beer across the way.
Yeah.
So
not exactly bar hopping just yet, but
yeah,
you know, a couple places
Sam,
to grab another.
Fig Garden needs a craft beer bar.
They do have a lack
Whole Foods.
Of alcohol.
Whole Foods.
Yeah, Whole Foods put in more soup, but not beer.
No.
It's the same thing, really.
Damn it. What else? What else, Nicky?
So, if Southern California wasn't cool enough, they've just inceptioned tap takeovers. So Noble Ale Works is having a tap takeover at B Beechwood Brewing and Barbecue. So it's like that little exhibit meme that people put out where like, hey bro, I heard you liked beer, so we put a beer in your beer. That's what you're gonna see on the internet next week.
So are they, so they're doing a tap take, so Noble.
So Noble, yeah.
Doing a tap takeover of Beechwood. So how many, will there be Beechwood taps left? Or will they just be like...
I don't know.
You come to Beechwood and are like, now here's some Noble.
I've never been to the Seal Beach
Beechwood. Oh, it's going to be at the Seal Beach Beechwood?
Yeah, so I don't know what their tap situation is.
That's the one I've been to. No, that makes sense. They have like 20...
guest tap spots.
Yeah, they have like... They have a lot of... They only had like two Beechwoods on tap when I was there. So, I mean, yeah. They'll probably still have their own Beechwood stuff on tap, too.
So,
but that is funny to have it, like, at a Beechwood venue and they have a tap taker from another brewery. I've not heard of that.
I haven't either. And I'm sure it's just another thing, you know, when breweries are all best friends. I mean, I guess it'd be like hop tap takeover at Tioga Sequoia.
Yeah. You think House of Pendragon will, can that? Would you have the licensing for it? Let's just get that. So you couldn't do it, even if you wanted to.
If we had food, it would be possible.
Oh, see, that's
you can only have guest taps when you have food.
It is the Beechwood Barbecue.
So House of Pendragon can't do it either.
Unless.
So Mad Duck could do it then.
Yes.
Mad Duck does do it.
Unless House of Pendragon was covered by Mother Mary's being adjoining.
Right.
That might
they share the same bathroom.
Yeah.
I would think that would be enough.
Do you even share your bathroom?
Because, I mean, that's where all your beer's going. And other things. That's cool. I didn't even see that.
Yeah.
I usually notice Beechwood stuff.
Perusing the internets. Seeing what's happening in the world.
Well, that's a good time to be at the Seal Beach Beechwood.
Yes. Well, if you want to be there, you got to be there August 27th.
August 27th.
See, what's going to happen is they're going to have Noble beer
move
on.
Back to Lakewood.
And then once Noble runs out of beer, then you'll...
Oh, darn.
I guess we'll have to start drinking this Beechwood again.
All we got is Citraholic.
They have... they had a Society beer on tap when I was there.
Oh, yeah.
The Beechwood barbecue, the Seal Beach Beechwood.
Wow.
So, they can throw down.
They must know somebody.
But I was just pissed off because I couldn't take any Beechwood home with me from the Seal Beach Beechwood. That was annoying. So, yeah.
So, yeah.
What else?
Are we carrying on?
We're carrying on, Wayward Son. Carry on.
There will be peace.
There will
and
be
more beer
peace.
When you are done.
Oh, let's get a new beer going.
There'll be some more.
I don't want Bearded Brewer to fade
bones.
Over here.
He's fading.
I don't want him to fade. He seems okay. I just want to make sure he doesn't fade.
I'm miserable right now.
Did you go out a little too much, Peter Brewer, last night?
I feel like you're in the world's smallest bathroom and you forgot a fan. And you have to take a really long dump. And so you're just in there and it's smelly, it's sweaty. Well, it's not really smelly in here, but in my mind it is.
Your phone died, so you got to read the shampoo bottle.
I will. What's the shampoo bottle have to say?
Have I read this one yet?
What's this toilet paper roll have on it? Nothing.
Toenail clippers? Can I reach them? Nope. All right.
Damn it. I have nothing to do but have here with my thoughts. This is terrible.
That is the scenario that we're in right now.
Never looked at my knees before.
Look at that. I need some lotion on them damn knees.
Yeah, last night was a little bit rough. Me and the cousin were out at Goldstein's. He had never been to Goldstein's.
Oh, nice.
And so I was like, I'm all...
Tour consultant.
You know, let's go. Let's go out. Let's have a couple of drinks. You know, we drove ourselves. So, you know, he gave us a ride. So he, you know... That purposely says, only have two beers, wait your time, and go home. So we get there, we have those two beers, and then he goes, I got the hall pass from the wife.
Oh.
And he's just like, she said if we get too drunk that she'll bring Kayleen out and ourselves, and we'll take the truck and you guys home. And I was like, no, well, that's... Okay. And he's like, and I haven't been out in a really long time, Matt. And I was like, okay, I understand what we have to do now.
All right.
And then we got the next text message after we agreed to those terms. It was like, oh, well, the soonest we could pick you up is 11:30. And we got
We're okay with that.
We got there at like 5. So we did what we had to.
Hey, you took one. Okay, I'll do that for you, honey.
Yeah.
We'll stay here till 11:30.
And we'll make sure that we're too inebriated to drive, so you'll have to pick us up.
We will come through for you. We will be plenty drunk and still here at 11:30.
Yeah, so that was $60 plus $9 tip, so that was like $72 later. I did buy a couple of beers. Some people did come and hang out. I very much do love the Goldsteins. All the Fresno Brewing Company rats are kind of crawling out of their holes.
Yeah.
I get to see a lot of good people I like.
Oh, okay. I gotcha. I didn't think about that. The guys that used to show up at Ephraim's old place coming back out.
Yeah, the day drinkers are there during the day, and the day drinkers are there during the night. And then everybody else, it's like it'll hit like 7:05, and you just see all these people start crawling out, and you're like, oh, hey, Marcus, I haven't seen you in forever. And
like the Club Fred had those.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Had those day guys that were just had no use for Club Fred being a music venue.
Yep.
It was just a bar to drink in the afternoon. And then when the music people start showing up, it was just like, ah, fuck, I guess I gotta go.
You guys are making that racket again.
That's the thing. You're like, oh, the Sequoia Happy Hour must be over. Everybody's here.
Oh, that Sequoia Happy Hour.
Yeah, I wonder. So we were talking about, we were having a text war in between shows about, well, Doss Beer House is down the way.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they've been trying to sell Doss for a while, and you know there's not a whole lot going on in Doss right now, and you got Spokeasy is down the street almost from Goldsteins, and you got Sequoia right behind it. So it's just one of those things in Fresno where when somebody major comes in and. Like, and it is like, here, this is how it's done. Then you worry about the little guys, and I'm not really worried about. I'm worried about DOS. They definitely could use a chain, like a revamping or something.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's kind of, you could have said that before Goldsteins open. But
yeah.
And I think
they were good just because there was nothing else.
Right, and now there's now there's options, and it's and then you're like, oh well, maybe they should step it up. But and Sequoia is Sequoia. It's nothing's really gonna. I don't think a major craft beer bar hurts Sequoia.
Yeah,
I've heard their Visalia location has been doing well.
Yeah,
so but I know they haven't touched it. It seemed I know the Sequoia. I mean. Visalia, they opened that branch. That's all new and everything. And then the north, I know they took over another building, and now it's like a big-ass place.
Mm.
But I don't think they've done too much to the tower recently, other than that patio they added a couple of years ago.
Yeah, they added that patio. So I don't think any... I think they... I mean, they're doing what they're doing. I'm worried about them.
Yeah.
Spokeasy, I was saying like it would be nice for them to add some more stuff. And I know Bearded Brewer is just like, what do you... Hey...
Mm-mm.
Leave it alone.
Don't even. Get out of here.
Even.
Get out of here with your thinking.
Don't you even, bro.
Spokeasy has their thing. They have the four guys. They have their six taps. They have their bottles. They rotate through things. They're on their own agenda. They have good ownership. They have good location. They have a comfortable bar to be in. And they have a good clientele. And if you have those things with your bar, people will populate it. There are some people that will deal with shitty bars, and they may frequent less when they find a better bar.
Mm-hmm.
That could be a thing. But you can't necessarily blame who's across the street from you or something like that. I mean, you could watch Bar Rescue. You could watch any seminar about business running. It's like you can't blame economy. You can't blame who's across the street from you. If you're in a geographical area where there's good foot traffic, it's how you relate to the customer. So.
Great.
That's just where I stand.
Wow.
I like it. I just like that Goldsteins is just shown Fresno like, hey, if you do it right, you can be a coffee or bar version. It's just,
mm-hmm.
And I mean, Spokeasy has shown it too. Just the thing with Spokeasy in comparison to Goldstein's is Spokeasy speaks to the hipster and the craft beer geek, yeah. And they will go there. Goldstein's has crossover effect to, like, the somebody that just like, what? Oh, this is new. Ooh, let's go look inside there, person.
Yeah.
And
if
and
not for the building alone, like I've always wondered what was in this building.
Right.
Yeah. And every time I'm there, you get nothing but people walking in, and they're just like, I saw this place in the news. I heard about it. You know, you guys have a lot of taps, and they are bar noobs. They are just, what's the lightest thing you
right.
have?
I heard that when I was there.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert for my Bincod drinking.
But they'll have three or four handles. They'll have the Hobo Pilsner. They'll have the Bavik. They'll have, you know, the different things that you can appease those people. But at the same time, you could be like, oh, well, hey, try this. And that's how you get the people is with 45 taps, there's probably three or four beers that you could get somebody to try that they would like. You right. have that ammunition. It is useful.
Yay.
Yay.
What else was out there in the culture, Nick? Something. Nah. Something you were talking about.
Yeah. Stuff.
It was stuff. It was involving stuff.
It did involve stuff. Weird beers. You like weird beers?
Sure.
How about a lobster beer?
No.
Okay. Moving on.
Well, who is this lobster beer?
So there's a Maine
brewing... Of
brewer, Oxbow Brewing.
Oxbow.
They brew a beer, and they get the lobster, the essence of lobster, by dipping a whole lobster in the brew.
Okay.
During the cooking, the brewing.
Which part? Late in the boil?
Late in the boil for the bitterness.
Which part of the boil?
Oh, yeah. Flame out.
During flame out? Oh, okay.
Yeah, flame out. Flame out lobster.
Yeah, that's when I'd put in my lobsters during flame out.
Yeah. So you get the essence.
You gotta watch out for the oils.
Essential oils of lobster in your beer.
Yeah.
Saison del Aragosta.
Is that a double dry hop lobster?
Oh yeah, totally. Well, they feed the lobster hops before they.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Did they randle the?
They randled the lobster.
Yes.
They put the beer. They put hops in the lobster's stomach,
yeah.
And they put water through the lobster, and they poked a hole on the bottom of its tail, so the lobster anus. Was the Randall, and then you put the hops in there.
Anus lobster hops.
Yeah.
Lobster anus hops.
I mean, that's the true definition. That's the evolution of Randall.
There it is. So they Randall the lobster.
So and we then, made that beer even. We found a way to make that beer even less appetizing.
And yeah, so lobster beer, it's a thing. Way to go, East Coast.
East
Coast.
That's
probably super malty too.
Yeah, that's got to be malty.
Yeah.
So
Sam Adams is gonna have a lobster beer in their next season.
Oh yeah, if it sells.
Oh, we're the original Boston.
Romania had a lobster beer.
Romania,
and it was.
This is number 10 lobster beer on all of Kazakhstan.
They just had a picture of a lobster on it, and it was like 12%. That was the only description.
That's what they feed their gym.
Here's a lobster. It's 12%. It'll get you drunk. What do you need to know? All right, we have a. Damn it, how is that so low? That was pansy.
I love gold!
By the way, this is the worst beer I've had in a long time.
What? This new beer is from Windermere Brothers, Brothers Reserve.
Ooh, yeah.
South by Northwest. Nick brought this over. It is a ale brewed with pecans, spiced cocoa nibs, and green chilies.
Oh, there's chilies in there.
It's a limited edition number 7. It's a 9.3.
It's from 2012.
It's a 2012. Aged. It's a 2012 vintage.
We're only a few days away from the anniversary, too. August 8th, 2012.
If you're in Oklahoma, you get 10 cents for this bottle.
Hell yeah, let's go to Oklahoma.
But yeah, it's to me, the beer is very flat. It has a pecan, like cardboard, chocolatey flavor. And it does taste a little bit oxidized. And
It did not age well then.
I don't think time was on its side.
Mm-hmm. But Nick has been how did this what was the conditions for this aging?
I have no idea. Someone brought it and said, "Here, try it," and I stuck it in my fridge, so it's been in my fridge ever since. Okay. Till tonight.
Oh, you re-gifted us?
I re-gifted you. No, I was told to bring it here.
Oh, okay.
I said, "Here, try this," meaning, "Here, take this to the other two assholes."
I think this was a beer, it's like still $7, and somehow some places still have it on the shelf.
I don't think it was that much.
There was one of them, it was either, I don't think it was Blue Moon, it hadn't been Windmere, but there was like a barrel-aged or some sort of aged beer. It came in a box, and it was $7, and it was from 2012.
Box beer, $7.
Yeah, and it was just like, special edition, still $7, still have it 3 years later.
Still got it.
It's like, oh, it's already aged when you buy it.
Pre-aged. They did all the aging for you.
I forgot to look this up, but you said Blue Moon. Apparently there's a lawsuit against claims that people are upset. They are now finding out Blue Moon is not craft beer. And so they're suing.
Yeah, there's a dude that was
suing
because they...
We'll look
they,
into that and get back
to it. It was like, yeah, that's been around for a little bit. I think it was he got embarrassed because he, you know, he went to a party
he
and he's like,
share?
I brought craft beer. And everyone's like, that's not craft beer, jackass. And he's like, what? And so he's
I'm
like,
embarrassed. Oh my god.
I'm embarrassed. So he's like suing them for like, you said this is craft beer. It's not. And I feel like a jackass now.
I got kicked out of
the cool beer drinkers club because I thought Blue Moon was craft beer.
Made me drink a Miller Lite.
So that's culture. We've got voicemails.
Cool.
559-492-0542. That's our voicemail line.
La, la, la.
We'd love for you to call us and give us any kind of stuff you want to tell us about. Tell us about a cool craft beer bar that, like Goldstein's, we've been talking about for the past couple weeks. Or tell us about your dream six-pack. It doesn't matter. We just like to hear voicemails.
Just, we're trying to whore our voicemail out.
Yeah, come on.
Do our job for us.
Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Wait a minute.
We're podcasting.
That's not
Woo!
Scotty B.
Hey, perfect for this is Beardy and the Beast.
Oh,
yes.
I thought we'd drop you a line at the end of our show.
Yes.
Tell you what we're drinking on. The lovely Scotty B just sent me a package. And in that package.
Whoa, hopefully not
his
package.
Trippin' Belgian, his Belgian triple, 8.4% homebrew, and it is fantastic.
Wow.
I've been drinking it all show.
Yeah.
And I really, really love it. He also sent me for the bottle share that I'm going to in August a Tioga Sequoia double dry hopped Sherman, General Sherman
garbage.
IPA. And I can't wait to share that with people. I can't wait to try that because I hear you guys talk about Tioga Sequoia all the time. And I'm excited to try it. Mal, sorry, you don't get to try any of the beer.
No.
I tried that one. I tried the homebrew.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Trippin' Belgians, man.
We are Trippin' Belgians.
It was delicious. I love that.
Belgians. So, Scotty, big thanks to you. Big thanks to the Perfect Pour for hooking us up with Scotty.
Scotty's
a good dude. We're going to be sending him some stuff back. Now that I know he likes Belgians, it's on. You're not getting any of our Belgians.
Good.
He doesn't like Belgium.
Also, I wanted to answer the question of what's next after shower beers, because you say that they are going away.
We're over it.
And I think I've come up with an idea, and it's the golden shower beer. And that's while you drink a beer while your partner pees on you. I think it could take off. There could be...
In the shower?
No, just anywhere. So we might have to try that.
I'm not peeing on you.
I'll hire a hobo. But anyways,
I'm
cheers.
Not peeing on you.
That is disgusting.
Scotty B, your beer is delicious. Can't wait to try the double dry hop Sherman. We'll let you know how it goes. Have a great show. We love you. Beardy and the Beast, checking out. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Yay. We love you too, Beauty and the Beast.
I like how the Beast jumps in right away and she says, I'm not peeing on
you. I'm not peeing on
like,
you.
Like, don't even...
That's what she says publicly.
Yeah.
Who
no,
knows?
But why?
Well, as soon as that phone calls off, she's all, where do you want me to pee on you?
Yeah. But at least the one getting peed on is also drinking the beer. That seems like a fair trade.
For some reason, yeah. I feel like this exact scenario has happened by an ocean where somebody got stung by a jellyfish. Because we all know you that you pee on the wound. So some guy's like, I got this. He's got the beer in one hand and the pork sword in the other.
Yeah,
and
just
he's
describing the Friends episode now?
Yeah, pretty much. But with beer.
Yeah, with beer.
They just,
imagine that Friends episode with beer.
But yeah. If you had to pee on somebody and you had a beer, you wouldn't put it down in that situation and
no,
be like, oh.
The P-E is getting drinking.
No, but
beer,
what would look weirder in that situation? You peeing on the person or you having a beer while peeing on the... Like, if you just walked up on that situation, you're like, okay, that person's peeing on that person. That person has a beer and is drinking it. Like, that's... I'd be like, why is that person drinking a beer? I wouldn't be like, why is that person peeing?
Alright. Mm-hmm.
End of that.
You've dumbfounded me,
end
sir.
End of that.
End of discussion.
That's the kind of talk you'll get on Beardy and the Beast. Look for it on your podcast now.
I'm totally confused on which way that was going.
Yeah, and I confused myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Voicemails.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
There's the real Scott.
I'm driving.
No counterfeits.
So, who's going to go to the Aromacoma being served at BC's on Friday?
Friday.
I got Friday off, so I could be there all day if I want. Anyway, I hope to see somebody there.
That's not good.
If I don't see Mikey or somebody there, I'm going to cry.
I
even poop and piss my pants over it, too.
Oh, man. Friday
so,
BC's.
Other news.
Just pee on somebody. We just learned this.
Which one should I buy?
Yes?
What's that one? Okay, Doc Spearhouse.
Yeah.
And the one that I haven't been to.
Oh,
something in
Scotty,
body
you
in
haven't
the
been
bog.
To Body in the Bog?
I'm going to go there before it's gone.
It's
but maybe I should buy those. Both of those are for sale.
Yeah.
I'm not sure which one I should buy, you know? Because I'm so rich, I wipe my ass with $100 bills. I wonder which one I should buy. So tell me, should I buy the one in Tower District with all the cops and weirdos? Or the other one that's in a neighborhood with not so many cops and weirdos?
Oh,
kind of allergic
people.
To cops and weirdos. Well, I guess it makes me allergic to myself. But, oh well. Keep it safe, guys. I'm driving!
I'd buy Body in the Bog.
I think Scotty should buy Body in the Bog.
Yeah.
I mean, he could wear a bow tie. If that
be classic.
That's reason enough alone, right?
Yeah.
To wear a bow tie.
Hey, guys! I'm pouring!
Talking his smooth voice. Hello.
Hello.
May I pour you a beer?
May I pour you a beer? Yes. You should start a Kickstarter.
Hey,
to buy
Perfect
that
Pour. It's Paul in Fairfax.
Paul.
So I made it to Fresno.
I'm sorry.
My requisite double dry hop Sherman. Left you guys a couple goodies. Chatted with Matt for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I made
mm-hmm.
my way down to Bakersfield where I managed to score two different Kern River IPAs.
Ooh.
At the Trader Joe's. Chilled, no less.
What?
Whoa.
I have a major beercation, but I really... I'm getting old, and it shows. I've become a cheap date. But I got a couple new beers under my belt, and it was great. And, Matt, thanks for taking the time to talk with me for a while.
Oh, you're welcome.
Anyway, that's it for now. I will check with you guys soon. Take care.
Sweet. Went all the way down.
Damn.
The Trader Joe's with a beer cooler.
Mike, you're very confused here.
Trader Joe's with a beer cooler. Why is Bakersfield that better Trader Joe's in Fresno?
Some
Cost
bitch.
Plus does a cooler too down there.
What?
Yeah.
I didn't know they knew how to have a cooler.
They said it's just too damn hot.
Wow.
These needs refrigeration.
Yeah, they're like Bakersfield. Even hotter in Fresno, they're like, we got to put reefers in.
Throw them a bone here.
Wow. A bone, Scotty. Well, that's cool. You got to meet one of our listeners.
Yeah.
We haven't seen this beer.
There were two guys. Yeah, it's in the trunk of my car. I forgot to bring it.
Oh, nice and hot.
Yeah.
It's only 108 outside.
Well, no, it went from my cooled office to the trunk of my car, so it was the colder part of the day.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
Yeah.
Sounds fine.
98 degrees.
Yeah, but there was there was two guys that came through town. The beard rider.
We have Fairfax from Paul Fairfax.
Char beard extraordinaire.
Tony Garcia, the bearded racer. He was coming through town as well. He's up in Chino.
And he listened?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Look at all this business we get, Tioga.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I unfortunately didn't have time to talk to him. He just came through, so I hooked him up with a flight and had him try some beers, and I saw him leave with some bottles. But then when Paul came through, I happened to walk out, and I see this guy setting two beers down. And he's like, "Hey, it's Paul from Fairfax." And I'm like, "Who the fuck's this guy?" And then I was like, "Oh, yeah, okay."
Shower beers.
Yeah, so I sat down with him for a moment. He has drinking a double dry hop, and he's just like, "Yeah," he's like, "I'm on the way to go, you know, I'm on the road," and he's like, "I thought I'd stop through," and I was like, "Shit, didn't know you were stopping through." And he's like, "Oh, it was a surprise." And I was like, "Oh, no, I remember you talking about, you know, going to Kern," but looks like he, you know, that we discussed that'd be a little bit out of his way.
Mm-hmm.
But
you talked him down from that ledge.
I mean, if you could find Kern River at a Trader Joe's, call it good enough.
That's fine. That's awesome. I love that stuff. That was voicemails 559-492-0542. Now it's time for Big Cock Drinking! Everybody open up your Untapped and let's figure out what the hell we've been drinking since last week's episode. I am Dorktown on Untapped, if you'd like to friend me. Nick?
All the friends.
Are you ready?
Yeah. I don't care anymore. I'm over 1,000.
Oh, whatever.
Nobody cares.
The Nick 80 on Untapped.
The Nick 80. Well, would you look at that? They're all... Nothing's new anymore. See? No.
What a weak-ass...
Everything unique was from last week's podcast. So, I'm a ticker now. Broke out some cool beers over the weekend. Had a Mocha Midnight from Tioga Sequoia.
Very good beer.
Also had a Costco had brought in a batch of the 1776 barrel aged brown ale. Ooh, Mikey's checking the periscope. No, he's picking his nose. Okay, carry on. So barrel aged the 1776. I can't remember James E. Pepper. 1776.
Mm-hmm.
Costco had a bunch of it, and as they do, it was a smoking deal.
It's not a bad beer.
So I brought those out. My sixer for the weekend was a la Scotty B. Lagunitas sucks. Dun dun. Lagunitas sucks.
I haven't had that in a long time. I need to revisit that.
Yeah, he was posting about it a couple weeks back looking for it, and I was like, you know what? Let's give that a try again. It's time to go back and revisit some old friends. Mm-hmm. Now that I'm a thousandaire on the Untaps.
Now you got there. You're like, yeah. All right, let's go see some old people.
Been a long time since I've had that one, and it was just a bunch of flavors going on. I couldn't tell if it was IPA or you know, it's a strong ale, or there's all kinds of stuff working in that beer. They really messed up that beer well.
Hey, good job with messing it up.
That was a beautiful disaster, as they say. Lucky strike. You know, it wasn't that beer wasn't supposed to happen. It was a mess up on another beer they were doing.
Gotcha.
So.
Well, Bearded Brewer. What was that?
That was it.
That's all?
That's all I can remember.
Bearded Brewer. Some interesting stuff you've been drinking.
Like last night,
what the hell did you have?
Yeah, last night alone.
Basically,
would
do. It sounds like just last night.
Last night, I had the Love from New Belgium. It's a sour ale aged in apple whiskey barrels. Fucking beautiful sour.
The Love?
It's called Love. I had the Oscar-worthy coffee, also another New Belgium.
Were those at
Goldstein's.
Goldstein's?
This is all Goldstein's.
Okay.
And it was a coffee stout sour on nitro.
Damn.
The nose was just straight beautiful coffee, and then it was just like total sour coffee, and it was weird as all shit, and I loved it. Boulevard made the tap list with Heavy Lifting. Had one of those. It was wonderful. Aftermath from Black Market. That was a beautiful pale. Buku on draft.
Buku.
I had to get a Buku because it was on draft. I enjoy the cans more.
Really? Everybody enjoys cans more.
Had a Down to Earth. That was solid. And I believe I had a Grapefruit Sculpin. It was either I bought that for somebody or had it myself.
But me or you took it from the guy next to you.
But me and the cousin were talking about grapefruit beers, and he said that they're too much for him. So if we had that discussion, I probably had a Grapefruit Sculpin last night.
Ooh, I did have a Grapefruit Sculpin over the weekend.
There you go. Now you remember. Yeah, it's starting to come back to me.
Then we had the Tioga Sequoia Company retreat on Sunday. Oh. We went out to the Julian's house, and bottles and cans and stuff were popping. So I had a Hop Hunter bottle. We had XPA and Ed's Red on draft, which I filled into my bottle of Hop Hunter after it ran out. And I was like, just fill this up. I'm in the pool. We had Vintage Monks, which was a barrel-aged beer from 2013. We had a Barrette from the brewery. We had a 2014 Mirror Mirror, which is Deschutes. From Cascade, we opened a Strawberry. Our brewer, Drew, brought a beer called Deal with the Devil. That's pretty cool. From Anchorage. I brought out a Batch 250.
Wow.
Yeah, that still was drinking pretty good.
Really?
That still
so
was
being
drinking
being an
pretty
IPA,
good.
It holds up?
As Jeremy Warren put it, when you have a boozy IPA and it, you know, you let it age, it's basically like a pale wine.
Hmm.
A slightly hopped barley wine, if you will. Boozy, right. You know, pale wine. And we had a Petrus, just the aged pale. And then I brought out a Sea Monster, the 2013 Sea Monster.
2013?
And I think
how
I
that?
Had oh, so good. You could still find them in town. I know one of the places I bought it from was the Fort. And then I believe the other one I bought was there's that little liquor store on the Fig Garden Loop in Brawley.
Man's?
I think, is that a Man's?
Or no, that,
that's
no,
not Man's.
That one's not Man's. That one where there's a dentist office
or
orthodontist office.
I believe I picked up a Sea Monster from there. I don't know if they still have it.
They might, yeah.
But so there's all that, and I think there was a Blue Paddle in there somewhere, another one of those Fremonts and stuff like that. But that's the beer I've been drinking.
Cool.
It was busy.
It's time for some more beer, everyone.
More beer.
I love gold.
This one, Nick, did you bring this?
See, I bring. That's what led to my Whole Foods rant. We were in Fig Garden. It's like, oh, let's just go to Whole Foods. They gotta have the Woot Stout by now, right?
Nope.
Same old beers.
No,
so
this is the Stone Stostock.
This is the newest stone they had.
Hi-fi, lo-fi mixtape, the blend of fresh and barrel-aged ales.
So yeah, they had they had this, and then they had an Enjoy After for 4th of July next year, 2016.
Oh, okay.
And I was like, you know what? Let's do the barrel ager.
You love them barrel agents. Wow, this is really cleaner looking than I was anticipating.
For some
looks
reason,
like
I thought it was.
Looks
stoutish,
like an,
but
looks
not
like an,
at all.
Yeah, that's what I thought too. But it looks like an Imperial IPA or something.
I'm sure, we could easily read the description.
Yeah, it's supposed to be a funky beer. Basically,
it is funky.
In the old world days, they would have a high gravity that they'd mix in with a low gravity, and that's kind of what they did with this beer.
That's just how they rolled.
Oak Fjords.
Oak Fjords.
Apollo Hops, UK Target. Nobody likes Target. I'm just kidding. I have no idea what that tastes like. Willamette. Willamette.
Willamette? That's the Washington hop.
It's drinkable.
Hmm.
Put hair on your ankles.
Hmm.
Oh. Some little alcohol bite?
A little alcohol bite for me. But I think I'm getting all the alcohol. Like, it's not
hidden. No hops, all booze. It is. It's like a mixed drink.
Mixtape, mixed drink.
Mixtape.
Mixed beer.
You know, like this is like a brunch beer.
A brunch beer. Mmm.
Some eggs
brunch
Benedict.
Beer, huh? Like if you were going to have a serious day, like,
yeah.
I don't care if I crap out by 6 o'clock today.
We have no plans.
Yeah.
We have zero on the schedule.
Well, I've been got drinking.
Oh, we haven't got to that.
Yeah. Well, Bearded Brewer was talking about he was enjoying a, you know, he had a Buku untapped and found the can better. I had a Buku bottle.
Yeah.
Because of Victory, he was out of the six packs, and I guess his guy gave him bottles instead of six packs, and he wanted six packs.
Sad face.
Cans. And so I was like, well, whatever. I'll get. I just was really wanting to have a Buku. And it was not, it just wasn't the same.
The bottle?
Yeah, the bottle.
Okay.
The bomber.
So I need to try the cans then, because I felt underwhelmed by the bottle.
Yeah, I was as a huge Buku fan, I was just like, meh. I want to go back to the cans again. So, we're warning you, don't go to the bottles.
Don't go to the bottles.
Just go can, bro. Don't go tap, don't go bottle. Just stick with the cans.
See, Cali Creamin', I found no difference in the bottle or cans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
But Buku, it was not terrible, but the pin-up pale was way better, in my opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
At that time?
At that time.
Or in general?
No, ever since Mother Earth's come to Fresno, I had the pin-up.
You put pin-up ahead of Buku?
Ahead of Buku.
Huh.
And I want to try the, what is it, the Big Mother? Is that the one they have?
I know, I almost got that tonight. And
I haven't tried that.
Went with the six-pack of Hop Notch.
Ah, good.
Went with Quantity.
Nice.
I'm becoming a fan of the Weekend Sixer. You know, pick up one or two nice ones, and then a six-pack to carry you through.
You know, once you go through so many, and you're like, well, I could spend $10 and get this one bomber.
Mm-hmm.
Or I could spend $10 and get 6 12-ouncers.
Hmm.
I think I'm going to go with the 6 12-ouncers.
What to do?
Yeah, I've actually been buying a little bit more beer lately just because I switched Save Marts. I'm now going to Herndon & Mark's.
Okay.
And they actually have a beer selection versus Bullard & West.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's like, oh, Down to Earth is on sale. I'll pick one of these up. Oh, you know, why not?
Yeah, Down to Earth is on sale all of a sudden everywhere in town.
Damn.
It's because they must have.
Old.
Is it? Oh, the bastards.
Yeah.
They got me.
I heard that.
I heard the
12 packs of Brew Free or Die. I heard those are about a month over 90 days, so that'd be, what, 120?
Oh, yeah, that's why you see those 12 packs of Roofie or Die just going
for $7.99.
Like, wow.
But, I mean, at 120 days, it's still drinkable.
Yeah, $8 for a 12-pack of good, decent IPA.
I think you could, you know, manage.
It's fine. Yeah, you can go ahead and do that. That's all you need.
That's all you need.
At Goldstein's, I did finally go to Goldstein's.
Yes.
In case you haven't checked our social media,
it's official. What?
We have now all been to Goldstein's.
Triple threat.
I went there with producer Becky.
Nice.
And Hills Bills and
no
Josh
way.
From the Flowing with Famous.
Damn. We always miss the fun.
Yep. Saw a couple light thieves in there.
Wow.
Local celebrities.
See, everybody's coming out. Told you.
Yep. Everyone's coming out, man. Yeah, saw some old school bloggers. Mm-hmm. Speaking of, Adam, saw a local 47 newscaster.
What?
Yeah.
AJ Fox?
No. Oh. Corn. Corn. 47.
Nice.
So, like, yeah, everyone's coming out, man.
Damn
Goldstein's.
It.
And, of course, we were talking about Randall last episode. Randall, 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 Randall your beer.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to try a Randall beer.
Uh-huh.
I tried the red one.
Life changed. Randalled.
Embalming fluid.
Yeah, the embalming fluid. It was a great beer. I need to try something Randall, a beer that I'm familiar with.
Yes.
And then try it Randall.
Right.
So I'm not, you know, completely familiar with the beer unrandled. So I'm just like, it just kind of sort of meant nothing to me. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't taste the Randall because I don't know what this beer tastes like without Randall.
Unrandled.
Unrandled. But it was still good. I would highly recommend the embalming fluid there.
I'm surprised they haven't done that side by side. They need to have one of each.
I would like to see
for God's
that.
Sakes, they got 40 taps. I mean, they could sacrifice one.
Sacrifice a couple. I had the Coco Mole.
Ooh.
New Belgium's Coco Mole.
So you're the reason why it was out the other day when I went there.
Probably. Because producer Becky got it, and then she got her... I had some of her first one, and then her second one, she couldn't... She was already tapping out, and I basically finished her... I basically had her second one.
Yeah.
And I did not need to have her second one. But damn it, I did. And it was good. And it was good drinking.
Yes.
And I enjoyed it.
Hell yeah, you did.
I had from 21st Amendment, the Batch 0001. It was an IPA. And that was a good beer.
Well, that beer always catches my eye, but I've seen it, and I was like, is that a new keg, or has that been there for 3 weeks? It's one of those.
Yeah, you don't know. Just hit on it next time. All right, just do it. And then I had whatever Stone collab beer they have. It might even been no, it was not this mixtape. They have a collab IPA on tap there, and I don't know which one it was, but it was one of those Stone collabs, and it was an IPA.
Mm-hmm.
And I had it, and it was fine. It was nice.
Oh, yeah. What is that one? I've seen the label. It's a green with yellow writing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't get it on the tap, so I don't know, man. If I don't tap in right there,
gone.
Then it's gone.
Gone.
So, lesson.
Unapologetic lesson. IPA?
That might be it.
Oh, okay. That's the one I'm thinking of.
That might be it.
It's probably that one.
So, there you go. That was our band, Caught Drinking. Some things to look out for. Some bottle releases to look out for, and some beer we're looking out for personally.
Beer.
Well, this month, Modern Times has been each month releasing a beer, and I believe August's release is it Universal Friend, or is Universal Friend out this month? No, Universal Friend is July's release. That's the one that's like a saison. It's kind of got, you know, wine notes and stuff. That one I'm not all that jazzed about.
Yeah.
Because, you know, saison.
Mm-hmm. I see.
But
their naming department is just knocking them out of the park.
Yeah.
I would try it just for the name alone.
But in August, look out for Modern Times. Fortunate Islands with grapefruit zest.
Ooh.
They said they worked their ass off getting all that grapefruit zest in there.
Mm-hmm.
And painstakingly getting zest in there. And so...
So we had a zest conversation over the weekend. And there's a trick to it. You got to get just the color of the fruit. You don't want any of the white rind. Otherwise, it goes bitter instantly.
Wow.
So that's why it's so tricky. Is what I'm getting from the guy who's telling me about, who has... zested many times, apparently.
Right. Sounds like a lot of work.
Yeah.
But it's always good,
though. Just the color. You don't want the white.
I hope Modern Times did just
the
color.
I hope they did. I hope so.
I hope they did.
Unless they want it. Unless that's the way they want it.
Unless that's the way they like it. out right now. I just saw it at Fig Tree. I almost hit on this one too. Almanac, a farm part of their Farm to Barrel series, is a sour blonde reserve citrus. It's a sour blonde.
Damn it!
Sounds like it might be okay. It was nine. It was $10.
That's yeah.
At Fig Tree. So
that's about right on point.
Yeah, that's one of that's. The a lot of theirs are more expensive than that. So yeah,
if you find it for $8, you're doing good.
Yeah.
The Grunion, the
Grunion
Ballast Point Pale, the newish pale.
Yeah.
They're gonna put that in cans now. I guess it's so popular that
holy shit.
They're putting it in cans throughout the country. So start looking. It's gonna start spreading out throughout the country. Wow. Beard of Brewer, I think, is the only one that's had the Grunion here.
Grunion.
Yep.
And basically, my memory of your review was like, meh.
It's drinkable. The salad bar tasted better, but.
Oh.
So that for that reason, because it's only available in six packs around here, so I'm like, I don't want to commit to a whole six pack. And when Beard of Brewer says it's meh.
You got to find it at Whole Foods and you got to be the jerk that breaks the six pack.
Yeah.
So the rest
and then
go
the
on the
and then
shelf.
The girl at the register is like,
and I don't
spends
know
5 minutes trying to figure out what to do.
Yeah. And if you're lucky, they give it to you for $1.99.
Yeah, and they're like,
$1.99.
$1.99. Like, I think it was $1.99. Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. I know you. You got a good face.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking as a former grocery worker who would go into a register from time to time, just be confident with your price if they don't know, just be confident and say, oh, that was $4.99. Mm-hmm. Then they'll be like, oh, cool. Because that's all right, I would do. I would just wait for somebody to be confident and be like, oh, no. I'm like, oh, it was $4.99. Okay. Ba-ba-ba-ba. But if you're like, I think it was, I better go check this.
$12.99, sir.
Uh-huh.
That's $12.99. It's a pack of Skittles.
And, of course, we've been talking about for a couple of weeks the Aromacoma event. And what was funny is I was listening to last week's episode and how you had brought it up again. And I was like, hey, we already talked about this. And you're like, oh, really? Okay. And then Hillary texted me and said, yeah, you did talk about it, but you didn't say the date, Mikey. And I was like, oh, okay. I guess I missed the date. And then last week, I missed the date again. I didn't mention the date again. I was listening back. I was like, oh, my God, I'm not going to say the date.
Son of a bitch.
I didn't say the date. So
once
it
again.
It was July 31st. And, if you're not listening to this when this immediately dropped, then...
Yeah, then you missed it.
You missed
it. Because Mikey and Scotty B have been drinking it all day long.
All day long. I won't be able to drink all day, but I'll be there in the evening. Evening time.
Evening-ish.
I think Bells will be there. Hills, Bills, and Josh, I think, might
oh
show
my
up.
Gosh,
there's talk of them showing up.
For a celebrity status.
So, I don't know. I don't know if Nick will be able to make it out there.
I think I am now.
Ooh.
Screw the bike ride.
Yeah, I'm thinking probably 7 or 8-ish might show up out there.
I was going to do critical mass, but you're changing my mind.
If the keg has not been blown...
Scotty B's in a
yeah. Puddle. Scotty B better give us a report and tell us that the keg's been blown. I ain't going out the Globus.
Puddle of sweat. Going, guys, I drank it all.
Well, there's some more stuff. We'll talk about it next week because that's just
we've had enough. Quite enough, sir.
It's quite enough, sir.
I sweat too much.
Long pause.
IPA day is coming.
Explore the
get ready. Get ready. August 6th.
Sith.
IPA Day is on the way.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do? You think about it, listener.
What are you going to do?
And tell us what you're drinking August 6th. So time for some cheers. Let's hear some cheers, boys. Nick, you got some cheers this week?
Nope.
Cheers to the cousin. It was good to hang out. Thanks for getting me out of the house. Get yourself out of the house. And,
There you go.
There you go.
I want to cheers Mike and producer Becky for having breakfast with us the other day. That was
What? Breakfast?
That was
totally
a treat.
Totally planned it.
We just know where all the cool Fresnans hang out for breakfast,
yep.
That's all.
Speaking of breakfast, I want to try out that Fresno Bagel Company.
Where's that at?
It's on First and Knees.
Ah.
And you can get a fucking bacon, egg, and cheese bagel for like $4.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. They only take cash only, so that's why I haven't tried it yet. I don't usually have cash on me.
Uncle Harry's has a breakfast sandwich.
Jeez, yeah, get a take square card. Or something.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I was like, oh, I'll just hit the Vons and get it. Oh, that one's closed. Couldn't get cash.
It's knees close.
Right. Vons close. Another
one. One more beer before we go, before I give the final cheers and we begin to leave the podcast.
Oh, this is a good beer. I had a couple.
I love
gold.
What?
Getting rammy in here.
This is from Knee Deep Brewing up north. The now no longer with its founder, Knee
Deep Warrenless.
Breaking Bud. It's a session. Their version of a session
IPA.
It's
like a 6.5.
It's a 6.5.
17 and a half.
They're like, that's as low as we can go, okay? 6.5 is our session. Screw you, guys. I'm driving. No, I've got a glass concern here. I guess I'm going to have to down this.
Yeah, hurry up,
wow.
Bro.
Wow.
Trying to get my breaking butt on.
Glad I brought that one, though.
He was just clearing out his fridge. He's like, oh, I need room for more deli mustard, so let's get rid of these two
mustard.
Things.
Mustard.
Yeah. Our good friend Randy brought me some Stone Brewing.
That's Stone Brewing. It's not bad mustard.
Some Stone Brewing, the Ruination mustard.
Mm-hmm. That's a good stuff. Cheers to Todd Alive.
Yeah.
On Periscope. And when Todd's on Periscope, he just hearts us like crazy.
Yes.
You
heart,
know
heart,
on Periscope, he
heart,
just
heart,
hearts,
heart,
hearts,
heart,
hearts.
Heart, heart, heart,
so
heart.
Cheers to your hearts, Todd Alive. I was going to say cheers to Gold Dam Brewing out there in Minnesota. Nisswa, Minnesota. Because they, after following them, they direct messaged us and was like, hey, cheers, guys. And I was like, oh, that's nice. A brewing company actually individually responded to us as a, you know, giving us a cheers. Like, oh, wow, they actually listen. Maybe, you know.
Maybe.
I mean, cheers is very universal. I understand that. But, like, I'm like, oh, maybe they listen. It didn't sound like a canned when auto response.
Right.
And I, you know, messaged them back, oh, thanks, blah, blah, blah. And then
thank
like
you, Mr.
and then
Paul.
They like I don't know if they refollowed us or just and then a few days later get the same message. Hey, cheers, but it was like same exact message. So obviously it was like some sort of Autobot or something.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, dang it.
Thank you, Mr. Pod, for following us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I was like, there's so many
and then unfollowed.
There's so many breweries out there that don't do that personal, like on social media, they're just very impersonal and don't do any, like, won't retweet your stuff, don't even favorite your stuff. And, like, it's just like,
sup
come on,
that,
you guys
bro.
Are dicks. So, but cheers to Sockeye, because we had Sockeye on last week. And they retweeted us, they respond, whoever's doing their social media is doing it properly. So, if you ever would like some social media consulting, let us know, because we'll consult the hell out
humans,
of
not robots.
Humans, not robots.
Okay.
Cheers to @Brewski_brew for being in Sweden and being metal. There's like
Sweden,
a lot of...
Yeah.
There seems like a lot of Swedes that are into beer.
Black metal.
And we know Swedes love metal. So it's like...
Metal.
I just kind of want to be in Sweden. I like just looking at some social media we follow, craft beer social media we follow from Sweden... I'm just like, God damn it. I just want to be there drinking craft beer in Sweden, listening to metal. Sounds really, really awesome. And then speaking of outer linering craft beer, cheers to @bottle_company. They're a bottle shop / tap room in Seoul, Korea. And I have no idea what they're saying because it's all in Korean. But... it looks really awesome. They got awesome pictures, and just like, these are just craft beer geeks in Korea, and they follow us. We follow them, and it just, this craft beer speaks to everybody, and it joins all worlds and could bring world peace if everyone would just drink good beer.
World peace.
So there you go. That's cheers. Cheers to everyone. Cheers to our patrons that support the show and help us not go less broke by doing the show. If you go to patreon.com/perfect4, and you can see how you can support us. Or if you just go to perfect4pod.com, and you can see the Patreon link. You just go check something like Patreon. perfect4pod.com. It's all the blog and the show notes and the picture of the beer that we drink during the episode. So if you're ever wondering what the hell the beers look like, you can at least see the picture. So perfect4pod.com and perfect4pod on all the social medias. And thank you for listening. We appreciate you. And drink a beer and whatever. It's too damn sweaty.
Golden shower.
Go see if your wife will give you a golden shower and then call us.
Golden showers is the place to be. Can't remember the rest.
Legs spreading out long and wide. Da 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 da. Good showers.